This shiur is the 100th shiur on Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chasa. We are on page Resh Chav Vav in the new print. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refuah Shleima B'Kariv and for Arichas Yamim V'Shanim for Miral Bas Sara Gittel. We're Perek Tez Vav, Sif Ayin Dalet. You have the ability to help the next 100 shiurim happen by helping us with sponsorships, by dedications, Refuah Shleima for somebody. Please help us keep these shiurim coming on a consistent basis. The shiur begins on page Resh Chavov, new print, Se'if Ayin Dalet. Mutter litchev sicha bebeget kedei lahatzroi or kedei lechaber shnei chelkei beget shenikra. One can take a straight pin, let's say, and put it into a garment to make it narrower. Let's say a woman has, just for instance, a low open shoulder, whatever it's called, that the top is open too wide. They want to close it up, they can stick a pin in to hold it closed, or to attach two parts. Let's say it opened up, we'll see soon if a button popped off, right, and you want to attach two parts, you can take a pin and put it through. He's talking here about regular straight pin, because now he's going to say one could also use a safety pin. Let's say a button popped off, you want to use a safety pin to put it through to keep the garment closed, one may do so. But some hold that in order it to not look like tefillah, like sewing, one should not go in and out of the same piece of the garment. So like on the one side, on each side of the garment that you're trying to close, it should only go through one time through the material, lichat chila. Okay? He says not to be, the carbon is sanal, is machmir, not to have to worry about it. He says to Chachila to only go one time. If you look in Sif Katan Reish Lamed Tes. Sif Ayin Hei continues, Osalite Noitzitz Bekaru Bekeses. Let's say someone has a pillow or blanket that's short on feathers. You can't stuff it on Shabbos. Im Omdon HaNoitzitz Lehoye Ba'isa Akar Bekeses. You can't take new feathers that were never in this pillowcase, that were never in this blanket, and put it in on Shabbos. Let's say some feathers came out. So you can put them back in the same pillow or the same blanket. The aim is emishum tikkun kli. That's not, there's no issue with tikkun kli. But if it's the first time he's going into this blanket or this pillow, it's tikkun kli. V'yakvid lo'ilutfor es mekrei makara. One has to be careful. Just because you stuff some feathers in back in, you cannot sew up, obviously, chas v'shalom, that pillowcase or that blanket to make sure that nothing comes out. Se'if ayin vav, begodim garments, asuyim mechirmes in theri, synthetic garments, like most of our garments today, polyester, nylon, mutal levshim gamim mishasim vishasim epishidasim neitzim ke'ini tzaitzis. Now some synthetic garments that you put it on and take it off, you could by mistake a spark could flare. What they call a static electricity. So you're not mukhid b'choshevet, and you could put on and take off such garments on Shabbos. Se'if ayin zayin, the bottom of page Resh Chavot. Ein losim saboin al gerev nylon mokim markovis. Now, there are some people, it seems like there's some type of soap that if you put on when they get a run in the tights or the stockings, and you want to stop the run from growing, you cannot do that. To stop the run from growing, one may not do that. V'chein ein l'mroyach, so too you can't put any type of glue or any type of liquid spritz or something. Like you have different types of things, I guess, liquids that you can put on the stocks to make sure that they don't keep on running. One may not use such a thing on Shabbos. Okay. It seems like it's a type of nail polish, I guess, because nail polish is sticky. So people would want to use nail polish to get it to like sort of glue the edge to stop it from running a sock or a stocking or tights. One may not do that. Top of page Resh Chof Zayin. Seif Ayin Ches. Reichson. A zipper. Ha'osru l'chaber shnei chelkei abeget. Right? You have a zipper that's meant to attach two parts of a garment. Right? You close it with a zipper. Or sometimes you have literally ayafilo shnei begadim. Right? You have a lining that you zip in and you zip out. It could really technically be two coats. I'm not saying you'd like that inner coat by itself, but it's technically two separate coats, and you zip it together to make it one coat. right? Like he said, like the rain and shine coats that have a lining. You can use it on Shabbos, you can zip it in on Shabbos, no problem. What happens if a thread gets stuck in the zipper? And you can't use the zipper like that, it's stuck. It's permitted to take a thread out of the zipper. We don't see that as fixing the zipper on Shabbos. You're just pulling out the thread so that the zipper could run smoothly. He says so too very often. You know, someone's closing a jacket and the jacket gets caught on one of the sides of the jacket. And, you know, part of the material of the jacket gets grabbed into the zipper. Or, let's say the center gets opened, you know, it gets split in the zipper and you want to pull it up and down and get it to run. One may do so on Shabbos. But Reichson Sheniskalkel, if the zipper broke, Vein Royoy Lashimush, and it's not fit to be used, then also Lasakno, you cannot fix it. Jakan Yeshbizemisham Tikkun Kli, that's fixing a Keli. You cannot fix a broken zipper. But if the zipper is not broken, it's just a mafriya, there's a thread or something like that's stopping it, that can be pulled out. When then he points out, and let's say you have a lining that zips in. There's no problem. It's not considered carrying to wear it out in an area without any of chatzeris. You don't say it's one garment on top of the other garment that's the same. It zips as one garment and one may wear, and hence we do wear our garments all the time with our rain and shine coats that people have with zippers. Sometimes say they're with buttons. One, it does considered one beged. It's not considered carrying. It's not considered like two layers of the same beged. That's not necessary. Right, that lining is meant to keep you warm. And therefore, there's no problem to wear it on Shabbos. So if ayin tests, misamer shel hanal shel nishmat mekemer, you have a nail coming out of your sole on your shoe or the taps, right? That's more likely to happen. V'chudei machmed alichba, and this nail sticking out makes it very difficult to walk with the shoe. Also, l'sakin es hanal ayde hamchom, hanmochas chud hamisamer. You cannot knock the nail back in on Shabbos. That's taken clear. That's fixing the taps, the shoes. You cannot. He says, "Avam misamer not shen nitku benal, v'afilu betzuru shemafil alicha mut lasir b'shalos benal." He says, "Let's say you have a nail that's coming out and it's making it hard to walk, so you can just pull it out. That's because that's kilkul. That's not derech tikkun. Not being misakin the shoe by pulling out the nail. It's not helping it. It's just helping you walk with the shoe. The shoe really needs that nail in, so that's not considered tikkun kli. You could pull it out on Shabbos." If you look at this Sif coordination on Aleph on the bottom, he says the dummy lemoitzi kaitzin beged ishari. Says no different than removing a thorn from a garment that is mutter and mishurusim shemem mishurusim gan hey. That brings between shame brothers that you could remove that. So same thing to here, you could remove the nail that's sticking out. Sif pei chelke beged umlanu vehem nidviku zebeze. Let's say you sent your shirt to the cleaners. They starched it so well that the two parts of the shirt, like the pockets some people have, that a moment starch clothes, they're stuck together. You know, the collar could be like that. So mutter la freedom of Shabbos, that's not meant to be stuck together. It's not changing the keli, it's not changing the shirt, it's not changing the garment. One may separate two items that have been starched together. Sif pei aleph, the bottom of page, resh chov zayin. Also, a taftev may bring some amatbachas elbeged. One cannot spritz, you cannot sprinkle nice smelling fragrances onto garments on Shabbos so that they should smell nicely. Also, losim isse besam may begot them so too you can't put lavender or other things between garments to give it a good odor. That's the isse of being merled reach, of being merled of creating, I don't want to use it creating, it's not berry reach, but. But it's, I guess you could call it making something have a new smell that it didn't have previously. That's also. Midrabanan Chazal also lohelu reach. Vafilu kvar hoyu reach b'mitpaches and begodim. Even if you had beforehand in a handkerchief or in a baguette a smell, also litan aleh may boisim you can spray additional spray in a colognes or perfumes on it. I lost them isve boisim or to put this lavender stuff in it. If you're doing it so that the smell gets strong, avol. But let's say it already had the smelling. Let's say you have you have your underwear dry, and you put lavender in it to get the underwear smell good. Then for whatever reason, you took the lavender out, right? And you could put it back in because that's not trying to get any stronger smell. It's just to stop the smell from going away. The garments already have the smell, so you're not being moil the reyach in them. You're not doing it to make it smell stronger. It's just that you don't want it to lose its current smell, for that is permitted. We turn the page, and we are on Resh Chav Ches. Anytime, like we said, anytime you're just doing it to protect a current smell from going away, if you have no other choice, you want to wrap your esrik. You know, whatever, let's say you lost the other thing that had the smell already from esrik. Now you want to wrap your esrik in a new flax or a new cotton or something, right? But we know that if you wrap it, eventually that's going to smell like esrik. But you're not doing it to give the smell to the other thing. So then, even though you're right, the smell would go, but that's not what your purpose is. Purpose is to wrap the esrik, it would be permitted. Se'if pei beis. Adosha shenaflam in a meshkafayim. Lenses that fell out of glasses. This is very, very popular, Shaila. So also lachzir l'mekemi, you cannot put, if a lens pops out of the glasses, we're going to see one caveat at the end for someone who's loose, always comes out. But regular person, regular lenses, meant to stay in the glasses. Also lachzir l'mekemi, mishem sheish b'zeh tikkun kli, it's considered tikkun kli to put the lens back in. You can't straighten out the temples, you can't straighten out the bridge, you cannot re-put in the right place. If, let's say, the glasses got broken, got bent out of place, or shaved on Shabbos, you're not allowed to reshape them. If the screw came out, you can't put the screw back in either. Right? If the screw comes out, right, the screw opened up, and if it's opened up, or I don't exactly know which thing opened in the glasses, different types of glasses, or it falls out, ein lachzir mekema, you cannot put the screw back in, v'afilu osel tadle, the screw is muktza. V'chein ein liten mekema chut barzel. He says you can't put a metal, like, string through it to hold it in place. Abel, he says, but you mut liten tzichas b'tochim mokdom aborg. If you have a full safety pin, you're allowed to put it in the spot of the screw. Ma'achas evadu yetzias asicha misham la'achas Shabbos, because no one's going to walk around except on Shabbos with a screw holding the temple to the front part of the frame, whatever it's called, right? You see someone with a safety pin, they keep that very temporarily until they get it fixed. So since that's not considered a legitimate fix, he says that you could do. Let's say the glasses broke. Are they muktzah? The temple's muktzah, the lens is muktzah, as he says. Depends. It depends how it broke. Something that you could go and say Shabbos, you'll be able to fix yourself. Then it's muktzah. I guess we're worried that you're going to go and fix it by mistake. But if it's something that requires a mumcha to fix, so then it's mutter to move it. For ula madasha yotzes v'nechneses min ha'mishkafayim. Let's say you have a pair of glasses, the lenses are forever popping in and out. Litim kravis, regular basis. Consult your local Orthodox rabbi how often to consider regular basis. Don't make your own judgment on this. Vein tzarech b'kerech rav kdei lachnisa lachzalim b'kerech. You pop it in, you pop it out. It's easy in and easy out. So then he says, mutter lachzil misgayet mishkafayim shabbos. He says, then you can put it back in the frame because then it's not taken clear. It's not any better than it was before. It's something like, you know, with hinges that comes in and out. But you have to be careful, just because you have oftentimes it pops out, it's not necessarily talking about some of the ones that are meant to come in and out, or ones that really, for whatever reason, are coming in and out on a regular basis. One more, save the bottom page, Resh Chav Ches, Sif Pei Gimel. Adoshes Maga Rakes. Soft contact lenses. Asher Chayov Nachnisam Utech Noizel Miyadem Asros, and you have to put back in the liquid, whatever you call the solution, right away when you take them off. Menayin Gdei Shloi Tiskal Klinik, because if they dry out, they'll get ruined. Mutalitim benozlim zeh gam b'shabbos, you'll have to put them into the liquid on Shabbos. Ach, my dosh is kfar nesiavshu. Let's say for whatever reason you took it out of your eye and you didn't get it right away to put in the solution. Now they dried out. Then ein litnam b'chem gdei lahakzel amesarakus, and you're not allowed to put it in the liquid to get the solution to get back its wetness. If it's still wet from your eye, you took it out, now you can put it straight into the fluids, liquids, whatever, or a solution, whatever word you want to use. But once it's dried out, then you can't, because that's fixing it. As far as going out with contact lenses on Shabbos, we'll see later. And Berakat Ches depends how used to you are wearing your contact lenses. We'll stop over here. Today's shir, which is the 100th shir, Bli Ayin Hara, is sponsored by the Mishpacha of Miral Basar Gittel for a complete refuah. Arichas Yomim Vishonim. Please help us with additional sponsorships for these shiurim so we can keep them coming on a regular basis. From Yitzhashem, at least another 100 shiurim to go.